This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Denver is suing the Trump administration for a fourth time. The city's joined with dozens of other cities to challenge the administration over threats it's made to withhold federal funding due to Denver's so-called sanctuary policies that benefit immigrants. The lawsuit was filed in federal district court this week in California. It seeks to preserve federal funding. Denver officials say similar actions by the first Trump administration have been previously struck down by federal courts. The South Rim fire continues to burn inside the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. The blaze has prompted evacuations for some residents near Montrose, including Karen Lee, who lives less than a mile from the fire.
We were pretty much at peace about it until Sunday when it just ignited with the winds and when we could see the flames from our friend's house. That's when it got really scary. But, you know, we know they are doing an amazing job trying to keep it from coming down into the homeowners that live in Boswick and us.
Lee said her home is still intact and fire crews did mitigation around their 14-acre property. The South Rim fire is more than 4,000 acres and currently 0% contained. In outdoor adventure, Pikes Peak special sunrise openings are back on select mornings through mid-October. Gates will open early for visitors to head up to the mountaintop to view the sunrise from 14,000 feet. Folks can take the shuttle or their own vehicle, but special reservations are required. The next opportunity to experience that is on Friday. A flash flood warning's in effect in El Paso County until 5:50 this evening. This is CPR News.